It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, March 5th, 2019. On this date in 1750, theatrical history was made in British America when the first verifiable performance of a Shakespeare play occurred in the city of New York, when a semi-professional assembly of colonists performed Richard III in an improvised playhouse on Nassau Street. But this was not the version we know today. It was, instead, a popular 1700 adaptation by Collie Cibber that preserved only 800 of Shakespeare's original lines. Cibber was notorious for rewriting such first-rate dramatists as the French comedian Molière and Shakespeare, of course, with results that critics nowadays regard as disastrous. His brash, extroverted personality did not sit well with his contemporaries, and he was frequently accused of tasteless theatrical productions, shady business methods, and a social and political opportunism that was thought to have gained him the title of poet laureate over far better contenders. He rose to ignominious fame when he became the chief target, and therefore the head dunce, of Alexander Pope's brilliant satirical mock epic poem, The Dunciad. Neither Cibber's adaptations nor his own original plays have stood the test of time, and hardly any of them have been staged or reprinted after the early 18th century. But his popular rendition of Richard III, bad as it was, remained the standard stage version for 150 years. Specifically, his hack job on Shakespeare's original added a completely new first act, based on the murder of Henry VI, and enhanced the onstage violence, just the sort of mollifying amusement guaranteed to please a mid-century colonial American crowd. The performance began precisely at half an hour after 6 o'clock, stipulating with knowing authority that no persons were to be admitted behind the scenes. The event was produced by Walter Murray and Thomas Keene, two entrepreneurs from Baltimore who created the first recognized touring company of players in the colonies. Little is known of the physical playhouse, having likely been a warehouse hastily converted for the purpose, with a temporary stage, a small pit, and even smaller galleries. Tickets could be had at a nearby printing shop, 5 shillings for the pit and 3 shillings for the gallery. Little else is known, unfortunately. Murray and Keene continued to perform sporadically over the next year or so, but by 1752 they'd been supplanted by the arrival of the famed Hallam family from London, the first true professional company to hit the colonies. Nevertheless, on this day, Shakespeare finally arrived in New York City for the very first time. And what of Collie Cibber, the hapless hack? Well, he lived on until 1757, when he died at age 86, apparently unfazed by this withering criticism from Alexander Pope. Now o'er his books his eyes began to roll in pleasing memory of all he stole, how here he sipped, how there he plundered snug, and sucked all o'er like an industrious bug. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for March 5th, 2019. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.